This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. On June the 25th, 2022... we were doing a Free Farm Friday, and we were talking about a local guy who runs a farm called Fogwater, Backwater Fogwa. It's in Bush, Louisiana. His name is Ross McKnight. Ross was on the Free Farm Friday show on June the 25th when the Dobbs decision came down and Roe was repealed. So we were about 15 minutes into our discussion about him and the ducks and the pigs and all the stuff that he raises there. And then the story broke that the Dobbs decision was out and Roe was gone. It was toast. And so we cut short our Free Farm Friday segment. Thank Ross. And he came back in December of last year. And we did a video and radio segment where we actually cooked a duck breast. We prepped it and cooked it, and we talked all about Fogwa and how he raises the ducks and all that. So Ross McKnight has been on this show a couple of times, is the point. And I've talked to him. I've been to a couple of events out at Backwater Fogwa. There was a debate that was held in March, and I took one of the sides. Ross invited me to come and take one of the sides. Kind of a little discussion between some Novus Ordo attending Catholics and some rad trad wackos like me. In any event, so I know Ross pretty well. And I've invited him to come on the program today. I'm sure if he gets the message in time, he will, because he's got to run that farm. He's very busy. Here's what I wanted to Evita Duffy Alonzo has a... Is it in the pile?
Alfonso, yes. The first story.
I have it in the pile somewhere here today. Has a story at the Federalist.com. All about what happened to Ross McKnight over the weekend. Well, actually, it began on Wednesday, I think. There it is. Well, I wasn't looking for the proper headline. Homo Pride launches economic warfare on Catholic Father of Five by Evita Duffy Alonzo. Actually, this began, I could tell you, because I was the first one to know about this. So, so Ross texted me, let's see, this was Tuesday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Just got canceled by one of my significant restaurant accounts for speaking against Pride. I've had that account since 2019, I think. And I said, dude, yeah, remember, you're not greater than the master, brother. That S-U-C-K-S is prayers for you and rosary for your family tomorrow. Thanks. I am actually really pleased to have been given the opportunity. Wanted you to be the first to know, Mike. So I knew the story on Tuesday. I think I might have mentioned it on Wednesday or Thursday's show. But then Evita Duffy Alonzo gets a hold of it and writes this big story up about it. Was that somebody at LifeSite News write about it, too? I want to say that LifeSite News covered it as well. Long before the left invented Pride Month, the Catholic Church dedicated June to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Miss Alonzo wrote, a tradition originating from the 17th century visions of Christ received by French nun St. Margaret Mary Alacoqua. Enter Ross McKnight, a Louisiana Catholic father of five and owner of Backwater Fogwa, whose business is now under attack after he made an Instagram post on Sunday commemorating the Sacred Heart of Jesus that provided his followers with ways they can protect themselves from false pride and counter the attempted coup of the month of June. Now, if you're wondering how you do or don't do Pride Month, this is how to do it. Somebody may say, yeah, but you don't put your... You know, I'm reading that book. This book is going to start selling like hotcakes. I predict. Cultural Restoration by John Senior. Sold a couple of copies this weekend. Get it. You'll love reading it. He has a, I'm going to call it the in the first chapter, he has this Michael Warren Davis moment. He's just a little less humorous about it. Okay, step one. Find your television in your family's home. Step two, take it outside. Step three, smash it into smithereens. Step four, buy a piano. Step five, put the piano where the TV once was. Step six, learn to play the piano. It's easy to do. Fill your home with beautiful music. Now you're restoring Christian culture. That's John Senior. McKnight's post was fairly innocuous, encouraging his followers to adhere to the traditional liturgical calendar instead of the new secular one, and to hold on to their French Catholic identity by enthroning the Sacred Heart in your home this month. Wearing the Sacred Heart as a badge wherever you go, praying rosary in French, and reading his blog post titled This Tremendous Weight. The push to have every mainstream value and holiday represented in some way in our Louisiana ought to make no sense at all to any Louisianais or Louisianaises, unless recognized as a forward offensive by an ever-encroaching enemy that has sought for generations to destroy our unique culture, which is so intimately tied to our Catholic identity, wrote McKnight. Within hours of his Instagram post, several of McKnight's customers, some of whom he had a personal relationship with, began canceling their orders. This included McKnight's biggest clients, two high-end Orleans restaurants that previously committed to buying from him throughout the summer. Now, I'm wondering if that's the Brennans.
If it's the Brennans, I'll never eat there again.
I don't know. I'm going to ask Ross if he wants to identify who it is, but I can tell you...
He hasn't named any names.
He doesn't name any names, so and I don't want to be the author of Scuttlebutt, but I can tell you that the Brennan family is one of they're the biggest restaurateurs in all of New Orleans. They have Dickie Brennan Steakhouse, they have Commander's Palace, they own several restaurants. I can't imagine that it was the Brennans, but it could have been. And if you've ever been to New Orleans and you know a little bit about New Orleans cuisine, especially restaurant fare, then you probably know who the Brennan's family is. I'm not accusing the Brennan's of anything. I don't know. But I do know that they were one of Backwater Fauquois' clients. And then Ross says, while we've never required our customers to pass a litmus test before serving them, it seems our values, which come from lives lived as Louisiana Catholics, are considered unacceptable by some. McKnight wrote in a second Instagram post following the backlash. Can you imagine this? You stand up for the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and people start throwing stones at you. But isn't that... we should expect that. We should expect that. That's exactly what's going to happen. We have that on good authority because our Lord told us that. McKnight supports his family exclusively through their pasture-based family farm. And then a friend of his, Harrison Weinhold, I don't know, is quoted by this. Let me tell you what else Ross, the McKnight family, actually does. They raise hundreds of chickens, so they have lots of eggs. They sell eggs at a local market. He is now raising several breeds of pigs. And the way he raises these is people like Maggie and I bought a half a pig from Ross. And basically, Ross will raise the pig. And you can do this probably somewhere. You could probably do this in the area in which you live. You just have to find the farmer that does it. And so what Ross will basically raise the pig. And when it's ready for slaughter, he'll slaughter it. And I'll go out there and I will go pick my half of it up. And, you know, I put a deposit down, and then I pay the balance upon delivery. I know who raised my pork now. So I know exactly where my pig and where my pork came from. So he raises pigs. He raises several other varieties of the Muscovy ducks, aren't just the only thing that he raises. I want to say that it's either a grouse or a pheasant, or there's a couple other little exotic kind of birds that they that they raise for meat as well. They raise the pigs, and I think he has 5 acres. It's a beautiful place. You're ever in Bush, Louisiana, just give him a call. He'd love to give you a tour. They live inside an old barn, an old A-frame or A-shaped barn that they converted the upstairs of it to, they basically framed it in and made a house out of it. So that's the story. That's kind of the backstory of the McKnights. And McKnight told the Federalist that he frequently makes religious posts in commemoration of church solemnities and feast days. However, this time he felt particularly compelled to post about the Sacred Heart because the food and beverage industry, of which he is a part of, has gone all in on Homo Month, something McKnight views as antithetical to his faith and to the cultural heritage as a French Catholic. By the way, if he'll come on the show today, he will tell you that... Like when I go out there, if you go to Backwater Folk Guad and you say, "Can we have our conversation in French?" He'll brighten up and say, "Oui, oui." And then, so what I do, or what I did last time I was there, is say, "Okay, what did we just say? Say it to me in French so I can repeat it back to you." One of the farmers markets that McKnight is a member of put out a statement celebrating Pride Month and refused to take it down, even after McKnight pointed out that statement could be interpreted as an endorsement of pride by all the individual vendors. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You put that out on this market, it makes it look like all of us are waving the rainbow flag, and we're not. So as I go along here, folks, if you want to be a hero, gentlemen, well, then act like Ross McKnight. And I don't think Ross is doing anything extraordinary. He's just going like, well, this is the faith and I live it. Seek me first, the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And in your public dealings, it's even more important. Where do you hear Bishop Athanasius Schneider talk about this? And I'm not trying to turn this program into a rah-rah. We have all got to do all of these acts of Catholic piety here on a Monday on the Mike Church Show, because people that are new listeners may be going, hey, wait a minute, all right, get back to bashing Biden. Oh, but don't believe me, it's coming. By the by, this is just hysterical. Maggie can throw this up in the chat room. So the Biden regime has gone all out this year in promoting Homo Month and promoting Sodomy Month. Yesterday, the regime leader was stuttering and stammering his way through some awful, awful, awful supposed speech where he talked about transgender people and... Are we going to go out there? Are we going to defend the transgesters? Transgesters? Let him go. He's rolling. They took a pair on the rotunda part of the White House. The famous rotunda. Half rotunda. Or half round. It sticks out on the back. They hung a pair of American flags on either of the on a pair of colonnades or columns, and then in the center column they hanged a larger rainbow flag, rainbow tranny flag actually. Catholics on Twitter have been downloading that photo and fixing it, and hanging a Sacred Heart of Our Lord flag where the sodomy flag once was. Yes, thank you very much. Back to the story about Backwater Folk Guad and our friend Ross McKnight. Let's see here. One of the farmers markets McKnight is a member of put out a statement celebrating Homo Month and refused to take it down even after McKnight pointed out that the statement could be interpreted as an endorsement of pride by all the individual vendors. In response to the farmers market pride statement, McKnight told the Federalist that he put out a little sign that says, "Celebrate humility," with an image of the Sacred Heart. I wonder where he got that from. Celebrate Humility Month. Shop.mikechurch.com. I'm surprised that they haven't traced some of this back to me or to us and gone after us. Since his Instagram post, nearly two-thirds of McKnight's business has evaporated, putting him and his family in a dire financial situation. Now, I'm going to say that Catholic America has responded in, not, I was going to say in spades, in hearts to the McKnight family. And you know, I have messages. Maggie has messages. I have signal messages. I have people asking me, do you know if he can ship the ducks? Because if he can ship them, I'll take six. And I'm like, well, let me ask him. So, and I will find all the answers out to that today. I think the McKnights are going to be just fine. I don't think our Lord would lead that family out there.
I know that this past Saturday's farmer's market, he sold out in 30 minutes because he posted to Instagram, completely sold out, packed up within 30 minutes of being there.
So, and that's not to say you don't do this for financial gain or to make a profit or anything. You just do it as you just trust. You just act all Catholic and stuff and don't worry about it. What did Padre Pio say? Pray, hope, and don't worry. It sounds easy, but it's very difficult to actually do, especially in this modern world, as screwed up as things are. Continuing on, there's an animal need to have food and shelter and clothing, certainly, and I am concerned, but I don't know how to precisely explain myself. I've lost everything overnight, but the suffering is valuable. As I told Fiorella, they went after the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. Because the McKnight family, Ross and his wife Dorothy, are Third Order Franciscans under Fra Anthony. Fra Anthony's in North Carolina now. Many of you know Fra Anthony, I'm sure. And are also probably Third Order, or you know people that are, that follow Fra. So a Franciscan, even a Third Order Franciscan, is going to go, hey, a chance for mortification? Where do I sign? A chance to do a little suffering for the Lord? Where do I sign? I'm doing the Lord's work. And then McKnight said this, I've lost everything overnight, but the suffering is valuable. Who says something like this?
A Catholic.
Who, as Steve Cunningham said, who embraces the suck? Well, this guy. Quote, if we don't stand here on the last assault of the family, then there's no more ground left behind us, McKnight said. For him and his wife and children, defending the traditional family unit, their culture, and their faith is more important than anything. And then Ross continued, quote, it's a simple and hard truth. If we lose our faith, as we are now quite effectively doing, we will lose our ability to identify with the ancestors whose very faith brought them here and whose very faith inspired them to have many children. And so here you are. Here we are. Close quote. He's talking about those French Acadians who were kicked out of Front Royal, Nova Scotia, by conspiring and evil New England Protestants in the 1800s, the greatest diaspora in history. They were made prisoners. Many of them were repatriated back to France, and the French didn't want some of them. And the Spanish here in Louisiana, it's a great story, by the way, the Spanish here in Louisiana who were running the city of New Orleans at the time, there was always kind of a give and go. One decade in the 18th century or the early 18th century, and the French would be in control of Louisiana. Another decade, the Spanish would be, or New Orleans, rather, the Spanish would be in control. The French from Acadiana ultimately were invited by the Spanish to come here and settle here. And they took the opportunity and were given land grants. I've told a story before. My great-great-great, go back 13 greats, ancestor, T. Claude, as he was called, T. Claude Guidry. T. Claude Guidry came with his family from the south of France, from the area around the Vendée. And my mother even has, I have the name of the ship that they came on, the date that they landed in the port of New Orleans. They were given a tract of land in what is St. Gabriel, Louisiana today, but it flooded every year very badly, and it wasn't a good place to grow crops. They went back to the Spanish, and they said, hey, you know, can you give us a plot of land on the other side of the river? And so they settled there, what today is New Iberia. My story is not unique, and I'm sure that the McKnights have, because he is a French a descent, have a similar story. So that's what he's referring to. McKnight's courage and Catholic zeal runs in his blood. His Acadian ancestors first came to Louisiana, so he tells the story of the Acadians from the after having been kicked out of Front Royal. In his most recent Instagram post, McKnight does not plead for mercy from the people who, as his friend said, hold his livelihood in their hands. Instead, he is standing strong. Quote, "We count it as a privilege to have lost much. It is an honor to participate through the suffering of our family and the triumph of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. If the world hate you, know ye that it had hated me before you." And that's Evita Duffy Alonso's write-up about gay pride launches, economic warfare, and Catholic father of five. A friend here of the Crusade Channel and a fellow parishioner, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Ross McKnight.